Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Everybody, our next guest is an Olympic gold medalist, and she's really one of my superheroes. That's all you need to know. She's someone who came on the show early on. She's been on numerous times. And she's become a personal friend and someone that I've reached out to, actually, and asked plenty of advice from, because she is that superhero who has really changed the world and taken it on with her fearlessness, her truth, her fierceness, her bravery. And then she just is putting out this new children's book, From My Head to My Toes, which my kids and I have read and we're crazy about. It's really, really, really profound. Haven't read anything like it. Once again, she's done another thing as a first. It is my dear friend, Ali Raisman. Jackie Kennedy.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Oh my
thank
God, you. Could oh you God. Look more stunning,
thank
Ali?
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. Hi, everyone.
What inspired this look?
I feel like because consent and normalizing conversations can kind of feel so heavy, I wanted to be bright and happy. And I put a lot of thought into the book being colorful. And I think that having tough conversations, it doesn't have to be so dark and heavy. So I want it to be bright. And also, I love pink.
I completely agree with you. I really want to destigmatize that difficult conversations have to be dark and put a big shadow on and make the room silent and awkward. To me, you have always shown such brightness and strength that when I think about... didn't have people protecting me and advocating for me when I was a kid, and I was in a lot of very bizarre hedonistic scenarios, and I didn't like the feeling of it. And now, as a parent, I over-index in, like, honest conversations, truth-telling, what to be aware of. And I felt very alone in that until I started making friends with you. And you have given me more empowerment, and there is nothing dark and heavy about it. It is an empowerment and a strength that I wish people had around me when I was a kid. And that's what you're doing for everyone. All right, let's talk about the book. I've read it backwards and forwards, and I actually read it with a group of girls.
Oh.
I read it with about 6 girls.
Oh.
And we read it out loud. And I also read them the author's note in the back, which I think really speaks to what you were saying about strength and tone. And The way that you wrote this book, I wished this was around when I was a kid.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that it's out now.
Thank you so much. Truly. Thank you. That means so much. Well, I worked a lot with abuse prevention experts. We work with Darkness to Light and the Monique Burr Foundation, and I've been very fortunate over the years to be able to meet a lot of people who are experts in the field, and I really wanted to make sure that we were delicately talking about things that are about consent, abuse prevention, but it's also not just about that. It's also just helping kids identify if you feel cold, you can ask for a sweatshirt or
yes.
you can ask for something else. It's okay, in fact, important to try to identify what you're feeling and ask for it. But then I also have found that no matter how much a child is asking for something, if the adults are not educated on how to take the proper steps to help the child, then it doesn't make a difference if the child is asking for what they want. So I also believe it's so important for adults to be educated as well. So I really wanted this to help dialogue between adults and children, just to normalize conversations. But B. Jackson, our illustrator, did such a good job of it being bright and colorful because I wanted it to be happy. It should be an empowering and happy thing to be able to ask for what you want.
What do you say to anyone who maybe hasn't had any life experience with this or doesn't know how to engage in the conversation? I mean, I would say read the book and you will be armed with the most incredible tools in your arsenal.
I can totally understand the fear or worrying about having the conversation, but I think I'll just share a couple of things that I've learned that makes it really eye-opening where how common it is. So when I grew up, and I'm sure the same for you, it was stranger danger, which is very important, but that happens about 10% of the time. Actually, 90% of the time abuse occurs, it's with a trusted adult, and about 30% of the time abuse occurs, it's actually within the family. And then 1 out of 4 girls and 1 out of 6 boys will be abused before the age of 18, but that's just the kids that are speaking up. I actually think it's so much more common than that because even though we're here talking about it and we have moved in the right direction in our society, we're not even close to where we need to be with making people feel safe to speak out. There's so many people that are suffering that we don't even know what they're going through. So many people just are so nervous to speak out, or maybe they have and somebody didn't believe them. So I think normalizing that conversation and understanding that we still don't live in a world where every person feels safe saying, this happened to me too, or I need help. And it's so important that the first person that that child or adult tells, that person believes them and supports them, because how a survivor heals is really linked to how their abuse is handled. So I think that I can totally understand the hesitation and it's scary, but we actually have stuff in the back matter of the book so that if you decide as your child gets more curious or gets older, wants to learn more, we have experts that have gone back and had more conversation for the back of the book. So for example, one of the things is to tell your kids no secrets, just surprises, because secrets is you can't tell anybody, but a surprise is somebody's gonna find out. So usually if it's a surprise, you're not doing anything bad. But if another adult is saying to a kid, you can't tell anyone it's a secret, that's usually a red flag.
Yes.
So those distinctions I think are important, and those are examples of stuff in the back of the book.
We're gonna continue this very meaningful conversation and we'll also talk about the Olympics after the break.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Inspirational, my superhero, Ali Raisman. Can I ask you, first of all, one of the reasons this conversation is being had is literally due to your individual fight and the thing that you had the courage to do. So thank you for that. Thank you for changing the world for the better.
Thank you. I didn't do it alone. We had an entire army. We called ourselves the Army of Survivors. I know so many. I'm very fortunate. I'm one of the few survivors that gets to be on shows, and I have a platform, and I'm very lucky people support me. But most people, when they share their story, like me, they're not believed and not supported. So I also think about that a lot, that I really try to be mindful of that, that I'm one of the few survivors probably in the world that has been supported, because most people in... Men are also survivors of abuse. Boys are survivors of abuse as well. But most people, when they come forward, are not supported. They're not believed. So I take that very seriously, and I think about that a lot.
One of the things going into admittance, too, is to show up with a tremendous amount of shame. Mm-hmm. And as if you've done something wrong, not that something has been done wrong to you. And so if shame gets put on top of shame, that is just, to me, a closed door. Was writing this book and knowing that you're changing the course of a generation and we move forward in the world in a better way because of you, was this healing to write as well as helpful for others?
It really was healing, and I've thought so much about this, but I've really loved and enjoyed the process of writing this children's book, and I really do hope it's the first of many, because I'll tell you why. As I mentioned, I've been so supported, but every time I would speak out and share my personal story, I would feel like it was almost like an open wound that wouldn't heal. Because I'm still in therapy every single week. I was struggling with PTSD. I'm in exposure therapy every week. And so I'm still healing and working on it. But what I love about this is I'm still able to talk about things that I'm very passionate about, talking about mental health, abuse prevention, but I can do it in a way where I don't have to share so much of my own personal experience unless I feel ready to in that moment. So it feels so fulfilling because I get to do what I'm passionate about, but I can do it in a way where it feels healing. And it also is, it's so cool because I have an event on Sunday where I get to read with kids, and I did that last week as well. And it's just like, it's so fulfilling to see, work with these little kids, see how they, you know, what they think about the book. I got some advice from kids. They said they want less of me, more of my dog, Milo.
Okay.
So that's noted. So I will take that for next time. But my dog, Milo, is in the book, too. And so I love hearing their feedback because kids are so honest.
Yes,
and
they have no filter.
I love it, though. And I really like, because every child and adult is going to take something different. And so I really am always so curious what they have to say. So I'm really excited about the event on Sunday because I want to see what they take from the book, what it means to them, and what they notice. I'm curious.
And the Olympics are coming
yes.
up. How are you feeling? Your friend Simone
yes.
Biles, your cohort, your
yes.
you know,
yes.
is going there.
Yes.
Are you going?
Yes.
You're
I
going
will be
to
there.
Do stuff there.
Yes, I will be watching. I'm so excited. I mean, as you mentioned, Simone is, I'm in awe of her because I don't know how she's still going. I mean, I say to my mom all the time, I'm like, I don't know how she's still doing this. And she just gets better and better. And so I'm in awe of her and I'm so excited. It's gonna be my first time being able to go and watch, because when I was competing, I've seen a couple of other events, but gymnastics is typically, you know, throughout the duration of the Olympics. So when we're competing, we're not going to other competition, so I'm so excited to watch it, and it's going to be so cool.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to see you there.
So excited.
So excited to watch it. And Ali, you are just my hero, and I feel so lucky to know that I have you in the world to turn to, that you've given me courage, strength, and direction, and you're just such an amazing friend.
Thank you.
As well
so
as my
you.
Superhero.
Thank you. I'm so to know you. You're amazing.
You're amazing, Ali.
My goal is to be as warm as you are because you just make everyone feel so comfortable.
Well, okay, good. I'm glad I have something up a copy of From My Head to My Toes, the groundbreaking book we have been waiting our whole lives for, truly. And up next, we have Danny Seo coming with the buzziest organic foods out there right now. Okay, that's a segue. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I need information. Okay, sorry. Welcome back to Drew's News. Joining us today is none other than our lifestyle expert, Drew Kruer, and contributor since day one, Danny Seo.
Danny, we love you.
Now, Danny, I see the new issue of Naturally. Aww. I always say it. It's my favorite magazine.
It's so fabulous.
Thank you.
No magazine will change your life the way Naturally will. And I hear you have a special edition of food news for us today.
Yes, we do.
Let's get it on.
Food news. All right, Danny, walk us through.
All right, Danny, you have the first story. Take it away.
All right, so I recently went to the Natural Products Expo West show that I need to tell you all about. And by the way, it is my fashion week.
Oh, really? Look at Danny.
Organic food, vitamins.
You live for this stuff,
healthy
right?
Healthy stuff. Yeah. It's my fashion week. So the biggest trends. The Natural Products Expo is where they show off the newest, the buzziest natural organic foods that you're going to start to see everywhere.
Ooh.
So I wanted you two to get the guys to know very first.
Okay. Bring it on, Danny. What are we getting into?
Okay, so first up, the biggest trend is goodbye sweet waffles and welcome something savory.
I love savory breakfast.
Right?
Yes, we love it. And it's Bronzy Bites Cheesy Edition. When the founder, Junia Rocha, moved to the United States from Brazil, she missed the fluffy, cheesy bread that's a staple in Brazilian households, so she created Bronzy Bites. She went one step further with this new savory, cheesy waffle that's perfect with syrup or fried egg.
Oh, my God.
On top.
There's the bread there called, like, pain au queijo.
What'd you call me?
Pain au queijo?
That's fun to say.
Does anyone know this Brazilian bread that I just botched in Portuguese? Wait, she knows pain au queijo, Joey. Sick'em. Thank you. What's your name?
I'm Erin.
What do you know about Brazilian pain au queijo bread?
Well, I backpacked South America for 6 months, and I started in Brazil. And pain au queijo was my favorite. Yeah, they just make you smile. It's like a warm hug.
Well, guess what?
I want that.
This tastes like that.
No way.
In a waffle, Erin, yes.
Oh, my gosh. They're great.
They're great. And, Danny, these ones are healthy for
us. Oh, my God.
These are gluten-free.
Oh, she's getting one. She's getting a pain au queijo.
Erin, try this and tell me what you think.
Okay. It's just like pain au queijo.
It's got that like essence of cheese, but it's...
And it's a little like toasted.
Yes, and the cheese isn't sharp, which I love. It's a very mild...
Soft. Gentle.
It kind of feels like, you know when they push the Pillsbury Doughboy's stomach in?
Yes!
You know, right?
It's like fluffy.
Pain au queijo.
Okay, Danny.
my gosh. No, no, no.
Okay, next. What's next?
What you got?
Well, we love Brazzy Bites. Okay, our second product is something sweet.
Yes?
Good Goods Belgian Choco Hazel.
Ooh,
okay, guys,
okay.
This is only 2 grams of sugar per serving.
I'm hearing this is a healthy
alternative right, to
that
chocolate hazelnut spread.
Okay. Everybody loves to slather on, including my children.
I saw it at the show and fell in love with it. It's a low-calorie option for those who love chocolate spreads. And a fun tip I like to give is that if you don't want it to see right out of the jar, like you are doing,
Drew, no shame.
So you can use it to make low-carb brownies.
Low-carb brownies?
Here. Yes.
Okay, so what do you do with these? How do you make them?
They're so easy to make. It's a very simple recipe, but it
tastes... that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Moist.
I actually say I prefer the taste of this.
I know, isn't it crazy? Mm-hmm. Low sugar, no added sugar, low calorie.
Oh, this is gonna make me a hero in my household because they're not gonna know what's missing and I'm gonna be putting a better ingredient.
No, I tried this at the show and was like, nope, this is coming back with me to New York for
insane.
Ross and Drew.
You guys,
yours. These are so good, you guys.
Get
Delicious.
A jar of this, it's incredible. Okay, and you've got one more thing.
Okay, Danny, hit it.
Drink?
Okay, yeah, we need something to wash this all down.
Yes.
I am saving the best for last, which is truly out of this world. It's Tarani's Pure Made Galaxy Syrup.
Wait, you guys.
Why is it out of this world? Tell me.
It's amazing.
There's glitter in it.
This is edible glitter, but the syrup mimics the look of dust clouds in the galaxy. And all you do is take 1 tablespoon of Tarani's Galaxy, some sparkling water, a little edible glitter, and look at this. Let's go to space, everyone.
That is so fun, Danny. We all want options, better for us, but still fabulous.
And
well
guess what? Everyone in our audience is going to go home with a $100 gift card from Tarani, so you can get your Galaxy on too. Thank you, Danny.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
I love you. Thank you so much, everybody. We make the show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.